Hello and welcome to Talk Chinesey, where I teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan, and I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn how to say Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, Xiaolan.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. 圣诞快乐.
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 Oh wow, we have two voices here. We have Josh and Jesse from Transition with us.
你好.
你好. Right, we are going to talk about the way to say Merry Christmas in Chinese. It's very simple, only four words.
Okay.
圣诞快乐.
圣诞快乐.
That's right. 圣诞, it's Christmas.
Christmas. 圣诞.
圣诞. 快乐 is happy. So let's break them down.
Yep.
It's 圣诞.
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 圣诞. Both are fourth tone.
Both are fourth tone. Okay, so we're going down and down. 圣诞.
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 Oh, there's a real competition.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. 圣 means scent, as you can imagine. Scent.
Okay.
And 诞 means birth. So the birth of the scent.
Right.
Aha, I see.
And in fact, although nowadays when you say 圣诞, people more or less would guess that's the Western Christmas.
Yep.
But in fact, this 圣诞 expression can be used for any sense from any religions.
In Chinese, then it's not necessarily a Christian term.
It's not any sense in any religion.
Okay.
So 快乐, it's happy.
快乐.
快乐. Both are fourth tones.
Fourth tones again. This is good.
快乐. But who said the fourth tone is the angry tone? I thought a lot of Chinese teachers this is angry tone. In this case, we have 圣诞快乐. All the four characters are in fourth tone. It's actually all very happy.
So you have to master being able to get the tone going down, but keep the happiness in your voice.
Yep. When people say 圣诞快乐, you reply with 圣诞快乐. And I remember when I was in Taiwan in my 20s, and what we did for Christmas, instead of staying home with my parents, because my parents, they don't celebrate 圣诞. So what I did, I went out partying, disco parties, and 圣诞大餐, that means the Christmas feast, and all with friends, and got lots of friends. And there's a 圣诞, the festival, 圣诞节, that's the 圣诞 holiday, and that's the party day.
Yeah,
you see, that's really interesting, because I remember the first time that I spent a Christmas, actually it was in Taiwan as well, in Taipei, like my first kind of Asian Christmas away from my family. And I was really surprised, because usually on the 24th, the evening of the 24th here, that's when everything shuts down and you kind of get ready for the 25th.
Yes.
And I found in Taipei, 24th was suddenly everyone went out, and it was almost like a couple's night or another Valentine's Day, or at least lots of friends out partying. And I had a call from my friend who said, Josh, can you help me? I've got a secret mission for you.
Ooh, and, I love that.
Yeah, I was intrigued.
That's good.
Like, okay, well, tell me what it is. I'll do my best to help. And she said that her friend had recently broken up with her boyfriend and was quite down.
Oh, no.
And needed some encouragement.
Right.
So she said, I'm going to buy some flowers, but I want you to give them to my friend. I had no idea who her friend
was. You've been set up.
Well, she wanted me, as a stranger, to suddenly appear on the street and present flowers to to her friend and say, 圣诞快乐.
Maybe
and,
the flower was delivering you. So yeah, you are her present.
So it was
seen through it, Charlotte.
It was a really, really surreal experience, because we arranged the time to meet, and my friend gave me the flowers, and then I had to kind of hide and then suddenly appear at this time.
Did she give you a picture? Did you know who to give the flowers to?
I had to kind of watch, because anyway, it was complicated.
Right, okay.
But I saw who I thought was the right person, and I went up and I said in my kind of broken Chinese, you know, is your name what her name was, and presented the flowers. And she was so shocked, she didn't say anything.
Right.
And I was like, oh no, have I got the wrong person?
Oh no.
So I tried again a second time.
Uh-huh.
And then I think by the third time, then I realized, oh yeah, it is the right person. And my other friend appeared, and they all came out, and everyone was laughing.
Right.
And So, yeah, that was really the most unusual Christmas Eve that I'd ever had.
You made her day, I guess.
She was happy in the end.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Despite you made her
not,
friend
not
happy.
Knowing.
Hold on. Did she turn to your wife at the end?
She didn't. No. It was the first time we met and the last time that we met. But hopefully, at least I did the job of cheering her up for that evening.
Oh, yeah, you made a person very happy, I'm sure. Yeah,
as in the spirit of Christmas, that's good.
But then, you know, the next day after that, 25th of December, I had to go to school. I was at language school learning Chinese at the time, and there was no holiday. So despite everyone going out and kind of partying on the 24th, 25th seemed like just a normal day.
It is.
So there I was in class doing my homework, writing the characters and learning things. I was thinking to myself, I think my family are probably just about putting the turkey in the oven right now.
Yeah, that's right. So every holiday has different social meaning in different societies. Just like last year, I was in America for Thanksgiving. Outside America, people don't normally spend time, unless they have American heritage, for Thanksgiving, and that's another family's day. And now, even if they celebrate, they may just want to find an excuse to get together with their friends and family, and certainly sometimes just a good commercial opportunity.
Yeah.
How was it? Do you enjoy it?
I love it. Wow. My first time cooking a big turkey.
One of my most memorable Christmases was in Taiwan too, because actually in England, the music industry shuts down over Christmas.
Every industry shuts down.
Yeah, that's true. I remember in Taiwan, we had one day, we had three different concerts on the same day in three different cities.
How did you do
that? And we had to sound check in each different city.
We actually started in Jiayi. In Jiayi, and then we sound checked in Tainan.
Tainan, that's right.
We sound checked in Kaohsiung, and then performed in Kaohsiung. I had to rush to Tainan to perform and then rush back to Jiayi to perform.
And then go back to Kaohsiung, which is where we were staying for that night.
How did you do that? You had your jet?
No, we had a little kind of tour van or something, didn't we?
A little minivan that was driving us.
You must have been very lucky with the traffic.
Well, yeah, funnily enough, our parents were there as well, which was great. So they came to two of the concerts, and the second one, they were worried they weren't going to make it. And our friend was driving. And she got stopped by the police about 10 minutes before getting to the venue.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so they thought, oh, no, she's been speeding. They saw my parents and they said, oh, where are you trying to get to? And they told them, oh, you know, the gig's in 10 minutes. The police put on the light, drove them straight to our concert, and they got there just as we walked
on stage. Special treatment you had.
It was a great Christmas.
That's amazing. Yeah. So they should say to the policeman, 圣诞快乐, they would be really happy. Right, let's repeat again. 圣诞快乐。圣诞快乐。圣诞快乐。圣诞快乐。 And you know what you give people during the Christmas presents?
That's right.
圣诞礼物。圣诞礼物。圣诞礼物。圣诞礼物 is Christmas present. 圣诞老人, guess what that is? 老 is old. 人 is person. Who is that old person during Christmas?
It must be someone that wears red. Got a bit of a beard.
Yep.
It's not Josh.
Not me either.
Not yet.
No, not me.
No. Father Christmas.
Father Christmas. 圣诞老人. Now some people will say 圣诞老公公. That's the same meaning. 公公 is the way of expressing respect to older people.
Right.
Male, of course. If that's female, 婆婆.
婆婆.
Yeah, 婆婆. 公公婆婆. So Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, Xiaolan. Merry Christmas to all the listeners.
Yeah, absolutely.
圣诞快乐.
Let's say it together.
圣诞快乐.
Thank you, Josh, and thank you, Jesse. And thanks for listening to Talk Chinese, where we teach you one useful phrase of Chinese every day. Today, we want to wish you 圣诞快乐. We hope you enjoy this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见.
再见.
再见. 再见.